Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father speaks on true parents and indemnity, page 253. What will become of you in the future is determined by what you do now. Do you fight all the time with the Korean leaders? You don't want to listen to them, do you? What did they do to deserve such a position? It's the law of indemnity. They are like the pillars of a building. Once you build something, you don't go and replace the pillars. You will be the pillars of this building as well, because we are expanding. You might be smaller pillars, but you will be in that position nonetheless. When that happens, I will not pull you down and replace you. That is what you are preparing for now. You wait and see if this is not going to be true. The students from Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and Stanford, and so forth, are going to come in. That's absolutely true. The professors have already come along, so it is certain that the students will someday follow. The professors understand and respect what I stand for. The students will learn about this as well. If you have pride, forget it. Some members in our church are so ugly that things, monsters which you are afraid to see in the dark, are afraid of them. But I love them because they have lived in the law of indemnity. This is the great secret about Moonies. No matter how hard my words are towards you, you don't mind because you know that you are going to be elevated. You have already heard what we are going to do for the next 4 months, haven't you? I explained to you about the 30,000-member goal, but now the time and the providence has changed. We have to educate 70,000 ministers. If we don't meet this deadline, it will not be easy for us. How can we educate that many ministers in such a short time? We have to bring 7,000 ministers who have come to support us or have learned about us through the Religious Liberty Campaign. We can motivate them to bring 10 ministers each. These ministers have heard good things about us, and they at least know we are not evil people, that there is nothing wrong with us. They at least can listen to us. It will be great news for America when they move, when they start to help us wake up this nation. When they raise up the banners and shout out to the public, this country will once again be on the rise. For us, this means that the next 4 months will be an extraordinary effort, working day in and day out in order to educate the ministers about their role in America, in history. I have good reason to be confident that we will move America in such a way that God will once again want to work through this nation. Let's compare your situation with mine. For 13 months, I worked very hard in Danbury Prison, still meeting every day with all the different leaders. Until now, who has had the more difficult life? I know you are working day and night, but I have to think of the entire direction of this nation, of the world, and I can never leave these thoughts. Before I went into Danbury Prison, if one minister came around to our church and showed some interest in learning about the divine principle, the members were overjoyed. Now there are so many ministers coming to listen and understand our theology that there are not enough members to staff the conferences. That has already happened. There has been a great change. Where did such a change come from? I have been working in America for more than 12, almost 13 years. Does it look as if I haven't succeeded? Suddenly it is quite the opposite. Think about it this way. This is your own country. You know the language and customs of this nation. I had to come here without knowing the language, and the American people persecuted me so much they are almost my enemy. Who should work hard for this country? You should work hard because it is your nation. The law of indemnity is simple. The one who works the hardest will gain the greatest reward. I want you to have that reward, that recognition from your own nation. Within 2 hours, I've explained to you about indemnity, and you now realize how great it is. It is the guarantee for victory. So then, you have learned what I should do to you. There is another law or rule which is also simple to observe. For example, if you look at a man's body, you will see that there is both hard bone and soft flesh. In a sense, it is a relationship of hard and soft, or strong and weak, isn't it? If you have a strong personality, you may have a weak body. On the other hand, if you have a strong body, you may not have such a strong personality, but rather a soft or quiet one. Likewise, America is a huge nation and a very great one, but its personality is somewhat weak. The American people are not so patriotic towards their country. They are not so fervent to defend their own nation. In Korea, however, it is very different. It has been a weak nation, pounded by China and Japan throughout its history, but the people are bound to their nation with a deep sense of patriotism. This law of existence seems to be at work wherever you go. Wherever there is the greatest amount of suffering, it seems that the greatest depth of heart and character emerge. From the abyss of suffering again and again for the sake of the nation come the people willing to do their utmost for the leader who can guide them to victory. Korea is now divided between North and South. They are surrounded by great nations, and there is nothing that they can do about it. There is nothing that they can do which stems from their own will. They must always consider what other nations might do. They are miserable and suffering from this situation, but their spirit is high and their determination is very strong. Although the nation is externally weak, its internal character is very, very strong. It is the same with me. The whole world has come against me. I have had to take everything in. I took the weak position, observing everything and allowing myself to be hit again and again. However, when I speak out to America and speak out against communism, they will lose ground unless they can understand and accept what I am saying. If they cannot accept the righteous advice that I am giving to them, they will eventually lose. Until now, we have been on the weak side, receiving persecution. Once we gain a firm foundation, we have to become very strong and speak out for the truth and against what is wrong in the world. Can you understand clearly that we must become stronger in the realm of acceptance, not softer? As soon as I came out of Danbury, you expected to hear comforting things from me. However, I have done nothing but kick you out and make you work even more than ever before. In the American school system, you cannot hit the child, but here I am kicking the adults. Will you survive? Will America chase me out because I kick their young adults, or will they keep me in? If they keep me, will they do that for a selfish reason? It will be because they understand that they need me. You already understand that. I don't need you, but you need me. Those who welcome me, even though I'm going to kick you out, raise your hands. I can work without you, but you cannot work without me. I am more fierce now since I came out of Danbury than I was before I went in. Perhaps you think I have revenge in my heart. No, but I know how God feels towards America, and I'm going to give that to you. Do you mind receiving tough treatment? No. Then it is my turn to say, thank you. I accept your promise, and actually with that, there is not much more to talk about. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of True Parents and Indemnity. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.